target ended up somewhere near Port Hope. By vehicle, it is a 37-mile journey, taking just shy of 45 minutes, according to Google, east at M46 to Ruth Road, north on Ruth Road until you hit a stop sign at M142, then east until you hit the shores of Lake Huron. Comparing school size, Harbor Beach is the small school of the 14 Greater Thumb Conference teams at 222 students registered in the spring count, according to the MHSAA. Sandusky is the seventh largest school in the Greater Thumb Conference, or seventh smallest for those whose glass is half empty. Per the spring count numbers, Sandusky has 300 high schoolers per the MHSAA, so plus 78 in favor of the Redskins. Tonight marks the 36th meeting between Harbor Beach and Sandusky. Their first game dates back to Ronald Reagan's third year in office in 1983. Since that point, Redskins and Pirates have squared off on the gridiron every single year since. Jack Dillon went 9-5 against Sandusky, Troy Shelkey has gone 14-7, and Craig Jacobson 1-4. Altogether, the record sits at Harbor Beach 23, Sandusky 12. With a win tonight, Sandusky would clinch the Greater Thumb East outright. If Harbor Beach is able to hand Sandusky their first loss of the year, the two squads would share the title. In the world of offensive production, Sandusky enters tonight with the second most potent offense in the Greater Thumb Conference. In 48 minutes of play, Sandusky's full house tee offense averages 41.4 points per game. Harbor Beach is close behind in the four spot, producing 38.4 per game as well, plus three for the away team of Sandusky. Defensively, it's a similar scenario. Sandusky jumps up to the top spot in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing just 10.7 points per game on defense. Harbor Beach sits in the fourth slot again, giving up 15.7, plus 5 for the Sandusky Redskins. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in that line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and the Jim Delaney Sports Wagering Department set out factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location. The spread for tonight sits at Sandusky, 4.5 points. Today is the 285th day of the year, meaning just 80 days until your New Year's Eve. Dave, have any plans?
I don't, but since Dan Bankey's here, I know that there'll be lots of options.
That's true. Well, it's 30 days also until November 10th. Have any plans that day?
I'll find something to do,
Right. Okay. Well, we'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, especially those listening on the Great Lake of Lake Huron, east of Harbor Beach. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
I sure am.
Last week, we discussed the railroad industry. This week, Great Lakes shipping.
What are you going to come up with next?
Well, if you don't answer these right, Doug Cole will. I know that for a fact. All right. So, known as the time of Sand Beach, as we're going way back to Sand Beach, the first pier in Harbor Beach was built in what year? What year was the first pier built in Harbor Beach?
Wow. I could phone a friend, but Doug, I don't even think you would know this one.
This one's offline even. I had to go to the old analog books to find out this one.
Oh, well, then give me, how about 1850?
Well, a few years later than that, 1873, the Jenkson Company was in need of a dock to transport lumber to Cleveland, Ohio. The pier reached 1,200 feet into the lake, was equipped with a railroad track, and it cost $20,000. In today's dollars, that $20,000 dock would cost just a mere $420,000, plus how many permitting on top of that. Bonus question, Dave, and time to redeem yourself. That same year, 1873, the United States Army Corps of Engineers selected Sand Beach for a harbor of refuge. It was selected because its easy approach, freedom from shoals, and better anchorage. But what other towns were vying for that harbor and in the running?
Let's see. Well, FBE someplace close. I'm going to go with Port Austin.
Oh, you had the first word right. Port Hope, in fact. Port Hope was the other one. And historians say that Port Hope had equal conditions to Sand Beach and even had a more preferred proximity to the dangerous shoals of Point Barks. But it's said that Sand Beach has had better politicians than Port Hope, even back in the 1870s.
Interesting
there
side
you go.
Out there.
Yeah.
Now I know.
And the wind has been blowing ever since. And bonus to the bonus question, construction of the Harbor of Refuge began in 1873, very popular year apparently. It was slated to finish in 1885. But what year was the harbor completed? In 1885.
But it wasn't.
Okay,
so give me, it took five more years, 1890.
Nine more years, 1894. Finally, the harbor was finished. Work was only possible roughly 4 months a year, where timber cribs would be floated out from shore to the breakwall location filled with stone and then sunk. Come spring, they would have to rebuild those cribs because of the winter storms and seas. And even when it wasn't finished in 1882, 1,022 ships took refuge in the harbor because of that potential harbor of refuge. All right, back to football. Dave, what are your three keys to today's game?
Well, let's start with the home team. When I think Harbor Beach, I think they're a powerful offense. The spread offense, wing tee, they can score in a variety of different ways. It just kind of depends on how they please. My question is, where's the defense? Are they there? Can they show up tonight? They showed up last week. They did an excellent job taking away the best player USA had. Sandusky, though, a little different story. They don't have a great player. They have a whole bunch of pretty good ones. It will be a tall task for Harbor Beach. If that defense plays well tonight, they will win this football game. Second part, still with the home team. Will the spread offense be a factor? I think if this is a wing tee game, Sandusky runs away with it. I just think Harbor Beach needs that big play to get the home crowd into it, and the spread offense is where it comes out and where it shines. And last but not least, my third point for Sandusky, are these young studs ready to show up? These sophomores have been the story of the season for Sandusky. The tailbacks, the quarterback, they play on defense, linebackers. Are these guys ready for the big moment? They beat Ubley this year. Ubley's a little down. Still a playoff team nonetheless. They've beaten everybody else. They have not beaten Harbor Beach yet. And can they do that? I think they can. But this is going to be a very close game. And Harbor Beach is a seasoned team, a veteran coach that's been everywhere and done it all, won every title there is to have in this area. So you know that he is going to have a game plan that is ready to go. Are these young kids ready to take up the tall task?
We're about a minute and a half away from kicking things off, and current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 45 degrees with cloudy skies. They're calling for a 10% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the west-southwest and have been shifting as the day progresses at 8 miles per hour, gusting up to 12 miles per hour. Visibility all the way up to 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 29.84 inches, and the dew point is at 32. It feels like it's 40 degrees outside, humidity at 62%. Sunset was 8 minutes ago at 6:52, and we're currently in a waxing crescent moon phase, so I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. And the most depressing portion of our broadcast, October 12, 2018, we've lost 20 minutes and 7 days ago. We're down to 11 hours and 11 minutes of daylight per day.
And it doesn't seem to get any better in the next few weeks, does it?
No at all. Sandusky won the toss, elected to receive, so they'll be on offense to start this ball game. And your officials tonight, Chuck Marshall is your referee. This group out of Flint, Michigan. Umpire Leo Flynn, linesman Ed Rotten, line judge Greg Moriarty, and your back judge Steve Groh. It's now time to listen in to the Marching Pirates on the field playing our national anthem as both squads on the field stand starting to fill in on a blustery and cold homecoming night from Harbor Beach, Michigan, right here on the WLW Sports Network. Let's listen in.
By senior field commander Haley Buck.
And we're ready to kick things off from Harbor Beach, Michigan. That might be the best microphone position we've had all season. And my, oh, my, that lead trumpet there. All right. It's now time to meet our starting lineups. We'll start out with the Sandusky Redskins. The biggest change that we've seen thus far, Trenton Lee is your starting quarterback tonight, senior quarterback under center. Your backfield, Jack Sheridan, DeLauren Wedge, and Braxton Washi, 28, 26, and number 21 there. Your tight ends would be Caleb Eberling and